Can guilt save Haiti? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Did you see the picture of the cruise ship stopping at Labadee Beach? There it was, a floating pleasure palace docking at a private beach on the Haitian coast. And the picture made me cringe, as it was intended to. After all the images of misery, here's a cruise ship in the bay with well-fed Americans tanning and sipping cocktails, protected from the chaos up the street by armed guards. The cruise industry says all ships visiting Haiti are dropping off relief supplies and donating some of their profits, but some passengers stayed aboard, saying they'd feel guilty romping in the surf so close to where people were dying. They thought the ships should have skipped Haiti, so they could have romped at a respectable distance, I guess. But does that make sense? You have to ask yourself, will guilt ultimately rescue Haiti? Haiti's problem is poverty, right? That's why they don't live in sturdy homes. That's why they have no emergency services. And yes, we're all giving money now, but how long before we get sick of those fundraising calls and start screening them out? How long before we're no longer shocked by the pictures? And when that starts happening, how will Haiti make money? Its most lucrative assets at this point are the very things that attract the cruise ships: warm weather, blue water, quiet beaches. Yes, it makes you cringe to see overfed cruise passengers scooting around on jet skis while people are dying a few miles away. But as bad as it looks, what's going to keep Haiti alive after we've all stopped answering the phone? Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.